following aviation podcast is presented as entertainment, not flight instruction. Though some participants are certified flight instructors, their comments, opinions, and discussions of flying techniques are theirs alone. None of the co-hosts or guests on this podcast are acting as your flight instructor. Please consult your own CFI for guidance on your specific flight training, aeronautical knowledge, and aircraft operation. This is the Stuck Mike Avcast, an aviation podcast about learning to fly, living to fly, and loving to fly.
Welcome to episode 317 of the Stuck Mike Avcast. I have a really special guest with me today. You know, every aviator has struggles in training, whether you're a fighter pilot or a student pilot. Many times our struggles are with confidence in ourselves. Today, I have someone who will help you realize success in your aviation journey. And that is Tammy Bartlett, and who's a fighter pilot and actually has some amazing courses out there to help you achieve your aviation goals. But before we get started, I have to have a quick sponsorship message here that I am so excited about because it helps so many people move forward with their aviation goals through scholarships. And through Strumer Law, our partner, they're giving away 100 of those scholarships, guys. And Strumer Law LLC, you can find them at www.strumerlaw.com, are giving away 100 of those scholarships, guys, by using that coupon code Strumer Law. I know a lot of people come to this episode or our episodes in general just to hear about that free guide. You know what you can do if you want to give away a free guide to someone? Just tell them to go to aviationcareerspodcast.com/payitforward or go to stuckmikeavcast.com and click on Pay It Forward on the right side. But the folks at Strumer Law, at the law offices of Robert M. Strumer LLC, they handle various aviation matters, including FAA safety investigations and pilot medical certification. You can find them at www.strumerlaw.com. And please thank them for that free scholarship guide that you gave away or that they gave away for you. And there's so many people that have come forth, especially at Sun and Fun. I do want to say thanks to all those folks that came by to say hi at Sun and Fun. And even those people that reached out to us virtually, we had such a blast there meeting up with you and all the other folks there. Don't forget, you can listen to the interviews all year long because the hosts of Stuck Mike Avcast, we volunteer at Sun and Fun Radio, and you can listen live at liveatc.net/SNF all year long to all those interviews. They did a wonderful job this year, so hats off to them. Again, if you're somebody who's struggling with confidence issues in your aviation journey, whether you're a student pilot, you could be a fighter pilot, you could be somebody who's working at the airlines, I have someone here that actually is going to be a huge help for you, and that's Tammy Bartlett. Tammy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You know, this is so awesome having you on. You're somebody that actually inspires so many different people. It's something we try to do here with the Stuck Mike Avcast because we're about learning to fly, living to fly, and loving to fly. And there's somebody who is so prevalent in this industry that actually espouses those things, and that's you, Tammy. And I think it's amazing what you've done, but more importantly, I think it's amazing what you're doing for the future of aviation. So with that said, Tammy, tell us a little bit about your story and what how you got passionate about aviation.
It's an interesting story. I definitely am not one of those children grew up watching planes thinking, I can't wait till I fly. And what happened was when I was in high school, I decided that I wanted to join the military. And so I did some research and decided I want to go Air Force ROTC. And when I walked into the building to get some information, one of the first questions they asked me, which totally makes sense, but I wasn't even expecting it because I was just wanting to serve my country. They said, okay, well, do you want to be a pilot? And that was literally the first time I'd ever even considered it because I didn't grow up around aviation. I didn't know any pilots. I hadn't even thought about it. And it took me about 3 seconds and I thought, absolutely, I definitely want to do that. That sounds amazing. And the journey began. So I went through Air Force ROTC. I did end up getting a pilot slot. I went to pilot training at Laughlin Air Force Base in Del Rio, Texas. And my first assignment was as a T-37 instructor pilot. And that was not exactly my first choice because I had gone through the fighter track and I wanted my fighter, but it was the best job for me because that's where I learned that I love teaching, and I loved specifically teaching in aviation. And I learned so much and had so much fun. And then after I did that for 3 years, I moved on to fly the A-10 Warthog. I was in Tucson at Davis-Monthan, and then I also went to Korea, came back to Tucson, and then I ended up unfortunately having cervical spine reconstruction due to an aircraft injury, and I transitioned to fly full-time in the Air National Guard for Arizona into the MQ-1 and the MQ-9, so the Predator and the Reaper. While I was in that community, I also was in the first weapon school class for the MQ-1 and the MQ-9, so I went through weapon school, and at the time I had a 3-month-old and an 18-month-old, so that's a crazy story, but I just went there because I wanted to learn more so that I could teach my squadron more, because I felt like I didn't know enough, and they kept asking me everything, and I just wanted to learn more, and so I did that. And then after doing that for several years, I decided I wanted to get back into a high G cockpit. I got a waiver or an exception to policy, and I ended up spending the last 6.5 years teaching in the T-38 back at Laughlin Air Force Base in Del Rio, Texas, and loved it. Loved teaching. And I retired in 2018, and that's where my actual flying ends, and it, you know, transitions into the mental performance aspect of aviation, because I retired so I could spend time with my family and my kids, but I had to do something with all the knowledge I had. And that's where this all came from.
Well, hats off to you and your service. And the fact that somebody actually outside the zone of most people inspired you into aviation. You weren't even really thinking about it, were you?
No, just simply because I didn't know about it.
One of the things that's interesting here, and this is one thing I want to key on. And life is truly a serendipitous journey. Sometimes we really don't know who's going to inspire us. It could be just a little, thought in the head, in the mind, to move us into a journey that becomes life-changing, actually, and becomes your life goal and your life's work, which is terrific that you actually tuned in on that. And you went far above and beyond most. I mean, just looking at an interest in aviation and the fact that you actually did this as an instructor. Going back to what you said, something I want to key on is the fact that you didn't really maybe know you liked to teach until you started doing it.
Yeah.
And so that is something I think that's key that we look at throughout your journey and a lot of people's journey. Sometimes we really don't know what we'll be good at or what might really be the thing that is our passion until we actually try it out. But sometimes we have a lot of fears, I find, in actually trying something new out. Like when someone mentioned aviation to you, you weren't even thinking about that. Did you have any preconceived notions about what the whole environment of aviation was and then compare it to what it actually is now?
I really didn't. And I think that if I had more knowledge about it, I might have been more hesitant. But I think just being a little bit naive and young, 18, just ready to go after life, I just went for it. And it's interesting because had I known some of the things I was going to go through, I might have been like, well, maybe I don't want to do that. But we can do hard things, and sometimes not knowing all the details about what we're going to encounter is better.
Absolutely. So when you go through this training process, and I know that people that are listening to us now, you know, maybe you're a student pilot trying to get your single engine license. That can be the most important, the most strenuous, and the most challenging thing in your life right now. What can you bring to someone like that, someone who's sitting here and wondering, gosh, you know, I'm having this struggle with just becoming a private pilot. You know, how can I resonate with that person?
Well, you know, we all encounter struggles along our journey. And I think one of the biggest things that when I taught at pilot training was very helpful to the students there was to explain to them that aviation is challenging and you may be someone who has never experienced failure before. You will experience failure in aviation. And it's okay. You just need to pick yourself up and keep going and develop a mindset of curiosity about the failure and what you can learn from it instead of beating yourself up about the failure and thinking that you're not good enough to do this. Because too many people get in the mindset of, oh, maybe this isn't for me. Maybe I can't do this. It's hard. You should feel like that. And it's the mindset of getting over that that will make you a great pilot.
So we all are reflecting right now on, say, a failure that we've had. And we have all had them in life. And let's specifically talk about our aviation journey. And sometimes we look back and focus on the negative of that. Well, how do we overcome those negative thoughts so that we can move forward in our journey in aviation?
Curiosity is the key. When you have a failure, you really need to take the time to dig out, you know, what went wrong. And it's usually not the first thing you think it is. So why did that happen? And people say, why did I have that failure? And they have a thought come to mind and then they stop. That initial thought needs to be dug out even more. Because what most people do is they take their failure and they carry it around in a bowl. And they're like, ooh, look at this. I can't believe I did this. Isn't this disgusting? When it really needs to be more of a strainer. You need to strain everything through, find the gem that's in there and go, oh, you know, because I did this, I learned this and I will never do that again. And that could save me in the next flight that I fly on. And that's what you need to do. Develop that mindset of curiosity. Let go of the ego that comes with failing and the negative stuff and find the gem that you can take forward and release that, just release the negativity, because you can't carry it around. It's really bad for you.
We all have failures. I mean, we look at someone like yourself, who's incredibly accomplished as a pilot, as an instructor, fighter pilot, and we say, gosh, you know, I don't think I could ever achieve that level of performance, but you can, and you can do that through training and coaching. And I think that's probably what we're going to get at here is that you've been able to develop a system that enables us to get over those failures and to increase our performance, and really no matter what we do, but focusing today on aviation. So tell us a little bit about that, why you feel that, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, that performance training is this powerful multiplier towards success.
Well, what happened for me is that when I first retired, I went into professional speaking and I developed a keynote around perseverance. Well, you can't talk about perseverance and how you persevered. And, you know, it wasn't the idea is not to share stories about me and what I've done, but to make an impact on the audience, because speaking is all about the audience and not about me. I mean, it's nice to have those fun stories, but the idea is how can I change the thinking of the audience? Well, I can't change the thinking of the audience if I can't share with them what exactly I did to persevere. So I basically had to do a lot of reverse engineering on how did I do all these things. And I slowly discovered over time that I was applying techniques that were being used in mental performance training for athletes, but I was just kind of doing them naturally. And some people, some very successful pilots, they just are wired that way. So there's pilots out there who tell me, Tammy, this stuff isn't useful. But this is trainable content. And so then what happened is I looked back at my instructing career and I realized that I was giving mental performance training and not even realizing it. So what I did was I spent the last 6 years studying mental performance training for athletes and shifting that content into the cockpit so that people could relate directly with it instead of trying to translate it from athletics into the aviation. And I created a course because I think that it's important that people understand that a lot of times when I was instructing, I learned that stick and rudder instruction is obviously extremely important. That's what we're teaching. But more often than not, the problem was inside of their own mind. And I needed to get through that first. And that was what made the most positive impact on people's trajectory. And I think their, you know, goals really, and on that successful path, more so than being able to teach them how to do a really good stall or grease on a landing. Because one of the things I like to say in my business when it comes to the mental performance training is you can't just pull over on a cloud. You really can't. So how do you control your mind? How do you not get stuck in your own thoughts? How do you get rid of that mistake you just made so you can fly what's still coming up ahead of you and do it safely and get yourself under control and ready to perform? I mean, and I also teach techniques on how do you do that pregame, essentially pre-flight, you know, so you're more prepared when you go in there, you know, or you're excited about your flight instead of nervous about it.
I wish I could replay that to all of my students. And I've been, you know, for 30 years been teaching. And I think the biggest part of learning to fly or moving forward in your aviation career is the head game. And that's something, and I love how you said that, because that is probably the, I could teach anybody anything in flying, but it's teaching them how to overcome their failures and also their lack of confidence. But there's a way to do that. And I don't need to replay what you just said, because there's something out there that they can look towards to be able to get help. And that's actually on your website. And that website is?
CrosscheckMentalPerformance.com.
CrosscheckMentalPerformance.com. And what can they find there?
You will find all the information on my 4-week course. It gives you not only the upcoming dates that you can enroll in, you can schedule a 15-minute discovery call with me. You can find out what's specifically in each module, because it is basically, it's a 4-week course where the content is released on a weekly basis, and it's all videos that you can watch on your own time. But it is, we do incorporate a discussion group, so you can talk about the content, meet other people who are having, you know, struggling with the same thing you are, which can be really powerful, and also work with me and or another qualified coach that runs those groups.
And that's so important, I think, that, you know, we look towards that. And I think there's a lot of people that are skeptical about it. I will say one thing, it truly has changed so many lives. And, you know, having coached people for many, many years, I find that there's sometimes that one thing that's said, say in a coaching session, may not come from me. It may even be an example I give them, but it's somebody mm-hmm. else that they resonate with that changes them for life, and they remember that going forward. And that's why I love this course. I haven't taken the course, but I've looked at a lot of the material, and I will say I'd highly recommend anybody looking at it at least to see if they're having any kind of struggles. And not just in aviation. It's like you can take so much away from that. I know you're focusing on aviation, but in life in general, anything that's really, really performance-based. But I love the fact that you are focusing on aviation. So for those people that are struggling with the fact that, hey, you know, I messed up a check ride, you know, what do I do now? And mm-hmm. That's probably, so let's kind of speak towards that a little bit. That's probably the most challenging request that I get from people is I didn't pass my check ride. And right. And it's one of those situations that can be devastating to someone unless they do something about it. So what would right. you tell someone who's just been through a big failure like that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they can apply some of what we already talked about, having the curiosity around their mistakes. Letting go of the ego, right? Because that hurts us a lot. And then you really have to focus on figuring out what the issue was, right? And obviously fixing that, but spending some time giving yourself back the confidence, you know, finding areas in your flying where you do really well and you can build yourself up. So you can back to a place where you're not focusing so much on that one mistake. You need to spend time focusing on the things that you do right, so that you can have that confidence to get back in the airplane and go after your next check ride and be excited about it and not nervous about it. That makes a big difference.
So Tammy, if somebody's looking at actually getting one of these, this course or anything out there, are you running any type of specials or any type of coupons that you have?
Absolutely. Anyone who's listening to this podcast can get $50 off the course if they put in the code EMPOWER, EMPOWER. Empower, and you'll get $50 off the course.
And we'll put that in the show notes using that coupon code, though, Empower, if you want to get $50 off that course. So I appreciate that. Let's kind of pivot a little bit here and talk about some of your challenges. And we have a lot of listeners, co-hosts that are females getting into this aviation journey. And as people know, I'm a big proponent of women in aviation. I think it's a wonderful group, a big tent. And this is over years, what challenges have you seen possibly for certain women that are getting into aviation, and how can this course apply to those people? Maybe a confidence issue and we're seeing it now, the needle's moving, which is terrific, mm-hmm. but there's still not very many women in aviation.
Right.
Can you speak towards that?
Yeah. Well, people say you usually teach things that you struggle with, right? And so one of the things that people would always say to me years ago when I would talk, I'd talk about lacking in confidence, because I like to be very authentic and just so people feel like they're, you know, knowing who I really am and I'm not just putting on a front. Well, confidence was definitely something I struggled with. And people would say to me, wait, you're a fighter pilot. You struggle with confidence? I'm like, well, absolutely. I'm human. Like, life is hard and this is hard, but we can get over that. And I think that as I was teaching as well, I learned that a lot of women and even male instructors will see this, the confidence issue is a lot more common in women, or at least they show it more. I think that men still have it. They just don't show it as much. And for me, I can't speak to all the women out there, but I will say for me that that came about. There's a story I can tell. When I was in Korea and the weapons officer, the lead instructor, walked into the vault where we were studying classified content in this secure room. He throws a question out there and I immediately knew the answer, but I paused to make sure. Like I like to see it in the book. Like where is that? Do I have it for sure? In the meantime, somebody else spit out an answer and it was not right. And I looked at him and I was like, that's not right. But then I paused for a minute. I thought, you know what? If I hadn't known the answer, I would have no idea that he just spit out the wrong answer because he said it so confidently. And even though I knew this, intellectually, I understood that we were supposed to project confidence and be confident with our answers. It wasn't until I learned why I struggled with it that I was able to get over it. And it was hard. And the reason was because that if I said an answer that I didn't feel I was 100% confident in, I felt like I was lying. And I can't stand lying. So I intentionally made an effort that going forward from that point, that if at any point, you know, somebody asked me a question in a flight brief or something, and I thought I knew, like something popped into my mind, even if I wasn't sure that I was going to answer confidently, and it felt really awkward, but I did it. And I'd spit some number out that I'm like, I'm sure this is not right. And it was amazing. Our brains are incredible. 90% of the time I would say it was right. And I thought, man, I mean, it was all me just trying to be honest. But if I put myself in the instructor's position and I ask a question, the person goes, well, I think that it's blah, blah, blah. Oh, you're like, no, just answer. Now, so I get, you know, I could see it, but I had to give myself a way to get over my specific challenge. And what I'm getting at is I think a lot of women have that too, where they feel like they're being dishonest if they're like, they answer boldly and it's not, you know, not really how they feel. You know, so.
Right. So in the, as far as the women in aviation, have you seen much of a change over the years that you've been in this? Are you seeing more and more people say, come up to you and say, hey, you know, if you can do it, I can too.
Interesting question. Because when I was teaching at pilot training at the end of my career, it was at the same base that I started at. And I remember it was my husband who said I should go into professional speaking. And when he told me that, I thought, are you kidding me? That makes me a little nauseous. that's a big ask. And thought it seemed a little egotistical to be up on the stage. When I actually learned over time, I got to the point where I was like, you know what? Too many of us are just quietly going off into the night and we don't share our stories. And then people have to blaze a new trail. That's a disservice. So, and what I'm getting as pilot training looked the same. There was still about the same number of women. They were still acting kind of the same. And they were still coming up to me and saying, well, I can't be a fighter pilot because I want to have kids. And I'm like, what? I have 3 kids. I mean, I'm not going to say it's easy, but it's possible. You know, you can do it. So that's a little bit of the reason I started Athena's Voice. It's a speaking business featuring female military pilots, because I believe that we need to get more stories out there. We need to get people to see. It's the whole idea that, you know, I didn't become a pilot because I didn't know any. Let's get more people out there showing that, you know, women can do this too. And you can have a family and you can do this. I mean, you're not going to be able to be June Cleaver as a mom, right? I mean, nobody can really do that, right? I know a lot of people probably don't know what that is, but hey, we can't be that, you know, perfect little baking cookies every day, show up at every event mom, but you got to define what parenting or motherhood looks like to you and combine that with your career objectives and make sure your kids are cared for and loved. Sorry, we got into the mom thing here.
Yeah, no, that's terrific, because that's the biggest challenge. I hear that many times when I'm helping people, but I want to be a mom. I don't know if I can do this. And you can, It's someone like you has actually done it, that can mentor them and say, hey, listen, look at what I've done. Well, not just you. And that's what's important whenever you're teaching or coaching, is you got to hear other voices. And mm-hmm. I think that's, correct me if I'm wrong, the reason you started this, Athena's Voice. And, and why is the name Athena's Voice, by the way?
Well, Athena is the goddess of wisdom and war and voice speaking. So we combined the two and went from there.
That's awesome. So who can we see on there as far as the speakers, like from what types of backgrounds?
Oh, they're all female military aviators, mm-hmm. currently all Air Force, and we're not expanding right now. The goal was to have all ranks, all services, all, you know, but it's too much. So we're sticking with aviators. Most of them are female fighter pilots. We have Thunderbirds on there. Heather Penny's on there, if you know her story. You just got to go to the website, athenasvoiceusa.com. You can click on speakers and you can see everyone. There's 10. And Sharon Presler, the first female F-16 pilot. I mean, and it's funny because you could hire all of us to speak and our speeches will all be different.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's, and I found inspiration from just hearing the intros from YouTube on some of those speeches. And so definitely take a look at athenasvoiceusa.com, where you can find out more about the speakers and their inspirational stories. Hats off to you for doing that. My goal in life, and I hope yours is the same, is to get more people of all different backgrounds involved in aviation, because I think it really truly changes them. And as an individual, you're not really flying now, but it still has impacted your life tremendously. And this might be a tough question, but what do you think is the biggest impact aviation has had on your life?
Oh, that's a good one. I think that aviation has truly helped me see my potential is always way beyond what I think it can be. Because when I got into the military, and specifically aviation, and I think that for me, being in the military was key, because there's really no quitting. I mean, I guess you can quit. I mean, but that's, you don't want that mark on you. In my mind, I'm like, I can't quit. I have to do this. And when you don't have that option to quit, then you can go so far beyond what you think you can. So in my keynote, one of the things I do talk about is adopting a no-quit mentality, that when you set forth a goal and you do it in a way that you've thought about it, you've based it on your own personal core values. Like if you don't know your own personal core values, there's books out there. You can find those. I was unfortunately 42 and I figured mine out. And so if you set a goal that aligns with your personal core values, once you set yourself down that path, assuming nothing has changed, you should have a no-quit mentality, a mentality of, I will fail out before I bail out. Because I think the no-quitting was one of the things that I learned in the military, and specifically aviation, is I gotta go. I have to go. Like again, there's no pulling over on a cloud. You have to keep going. So.
Absolutely. You know, some people are listening right now are in general aviation, and they're looking at you saying, wow, you know, I don't want to be a fighter pilot. I want to be a private pilot. Maybe someday get my instrument rating. There's a lot of significance to that. And, you know, I know that both you and I have a few years of experience flying, but I feel that getting your private pilot certificate is an incredible accomplishment. And I have many reasons for that. Tammy, maybe you could relate, you know, why getting that private pilot certificate can be similar to someone getting maybe their ability to fly in a fighter or becoming a fighter jock, you know, that kind of thing. So tell me, you know, why is that so significant to get your private pilot certificate?
It's powerful. I mean, the thing is, you know, I know a lot of people, like you're kind of alluding to, they look at me and they're like, oh, well, she can't relate. She's like so far down the path. But the truth is that I had a 1-hour student in my course. I loved it. It was amazing. And I was so excited. Everything she did, every ride she had, she came back with more successes, because it is, I think it's even more, it's more difficult in the beginning. It's bigger steps. It's once you've kind of got that first certificate, you're like, now you have the confidence. Some people say to me, well, how do you get confidence when you haven't done it before? Well, there's lots of ways to do that, but getting that certificate now is like, well, now I've done it once, I can do it again. So to get to that point, it's powerful. And I remember when I first showed up at pilot training, I was rolling down Highway 90 in Texas, and I looked up and I saw two T-38s and they were in formation, which didn't surprise me. That was common, right? Like the little fighter trainer. But then I looked up and I'm like, wait, they have their gear down. What's going on here? And they literally flew over me on the highway as I'm going to like show up to report. And I'm like, wait a minute, they're landing. What is happening? And I thought, I can't do that. There's no way I can do that. And I went, no. Like, delete that thought. There's a process here. Trust the process. I'm going to take this one step at a time. And literally I broke it down to like, I'm just going to get onto the base. I'm just going to show up. I'm just going to get my gear. Tiny little steps. So it's the concept of, you can look at the top of the mountain to go, yeah, that's where I want to be. But you cannot stare at the top of that mountain while you are on the journey. First of all, you'll probably fall off the mountain, but it'll be overwhelming. You'll feel like you're never getting anywhere. So you go, okay, that's where I want to go. I'm not going to look up there for X amount of time. And then you go to the rock, and then you walk up to the tree, and then you walk up to another point, and then you pause, take a rest, and look, oh my gosh, look how far I've come. And then you reset, top of the mountain again. Okay, now I'm going to go back to the smaller goals again. There's a process to it.
And making it to the top of the mountain, similar to getting to your rating, starts with maybe opening that gate to the airport or the door to the FBO and showing up and telling your instructor, hey, listen, I'm ready for my lesson, or I want to sign up for lessons. And your story, is one that inspires so many, but not just your story, but your ability to help people through their journey. And I think that's terrific what you've done here. Again, they can find you online, Athena's Voice USA. I love that website. But another way that they can more directly become involved with you is through the website.
Yep. They can, if you want to go to Crosscheck Metal Performance, you can find me there, TammyBarlett.com. You can find me there. And I'm happy to help. What I do want to throw out there with this course specifically is it is for anyone who, I've had a 1 hour student take it. I've had a 5,000 hour CFI take it. And he said it was his best birthday present he ever bought himself. Because it's for anyone. I've had people say that it helped them in their life. It helped them sleep. You never know what's going to happen. But the key is that, when you look at the cost, realize that for the cost of two flights, you can help yourself with all of your flights going forward. And that's what I love about it. I just love helping people just not only be better pilots, but feel like they're having their life is better.
TammyBarlett.com. It's the easiest way to find out more about everything that she's doing, and also all of her friends are doing, both on Athena's Voice and everything else out there. Tammy, I do want to ask you a couple of questions about general aviation. I know you probably aren't that involved with GA, but if I was to ask you maybe your favorite general aviation aircraft, what do you think that might be?
Well, you're right. I haven't flown too many of them. But before I went to pilot training, I did have to get 40 hours in general aviation because they had the T3 program had not gone away at that point. I really did enjoy flying the Piper Warrior. I thought that was a good little plane, and it was fun to fly.
It's a fun to fly, and it's something you can use the rest of your life. And yeah. What amazes me is how many people that are ex-military, fighter pilots, et cetera, that wind up flying for the rest of their life in a Piper Warrior or a Cessna 172. Mm-hmm. Amazing how we go back to our roots, because there's something magical about being in the air and just getting up there and seeing the world from a much different perspective, realizing there's no lines drawn in the ground that differentiate states and people. It's all just one big world. And that's one thing that gets me excited. And I'm sure it also gets you excited. So hats off to you for that. I know that was probably during initial flight training that you got to step into that. But now you're helping people move the needle in many different aviation lives out there, which I think is awesome. Well, Tammy, thanks so much for coming here. I really do appreciate this. And if there's one thing maybe you could leave us with as far as, just a nugget of information for those that possibly are struggling with something during their flight training, what would that be?
Well, there's one thing we haven't hit on that I think is really important. And what I like to say is strive for perfection, but don't be a perfectionist. So what does that mean? You can have the goal of having the perfect landing or the perfect ILS, but you cannot hold yourself to that standard. You have to give yourself some grace, curiosity about the errors you did make and some grace about your mistakes, and you're going to progress forward much better than if you try and be a perfectionist and continually beat yourself up.
Absolutely. Tammy, again, thanks so much for coming here. And we'd love to have you on again. If there's questions, stuckmikeavcast@gmail.com. We'll send them over to Tammy. Go check out her website there, tammybartlett.com. By the way, we'll have all the links down below. You truly are inspiring, and I love to hear all the voices in aviation, especially yours. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You know, if you're somebody that's struggling in aviation, you know, with confidence, TammyBartlett.com. She'll be a big help to you. If you want to hear stories, one of the websites I really, really love is Athena's Voice, the AthenasVoiceUSA.com. But sometimes we struggle with trying to find funds for our aviation education. And no matter what level you're at, we have something that can help. And that's that scholarships guide that we have. It's only $10 for 1 year access. And we update it every month. And one of the coolest things that's happened is so many people want to pay it forward and give you a scholarships guide. And our sponsor of this episode, Strumer Law, they actually are giving away a scholarships guide by using that coupon code Strumer Law. And the law offices of Robert M. Strumer LLC, they handle various aviation matters, including FAA accident investigations, pilot medical certification, and more. You can find them at www.strumerlaw.com. And if you want to know how you can pay it forward, go to stuckmikeavcast.com/payitforward. You can learn more about how just $1 can make a difference. Because what we do is every time we raise $10, we give away a scholarships guide by using that coupon code PAYITFORWARD. Well, folks, I think it's really important for us during our journey to build confidence in our aviation life. And by looking at TammyBartlett.com or looking internally right now and watching some of those videos, I think that'll help you tremendously. But most importantly, I think that when you're done with this video, the audio, whatever it may be, is to try to take steps today to move forward in your aviation life. And that's my challenge to you. Whether it's looking at Tammy's videos, maybe signing up for the course, maybe looking at the other things, AthenasVoiceUSA.com, no matter what it is, take one step today to move forward in your aviation journey. Well, we'll talk to you next episode. Safe flying out there.